Hantavirus horror, is a new deadly pandemic about to explode? By The Wellness Company, sponsored, on May 12, 2026. The following content is sponsored by The Wellness Company. Just 6 years after the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, non-stop global media coverage is now focused on a new concern, hantavirus. Why the alarm? The outbreak has already resulted in 7 confirmed cases and 3 deaths, with exposure/contact tracing involving people from roughly 12 countries associated with the cruise ship passengers and crew. Health officials are especially concerned because symptoms can take weeks to appear, meaning infected travelers may have unknowingly crossed international borders before realizing they were sick. What is hantavirus? According to Dr. McCulloch's Substack, hantaviruses are a group of viruses of the family Hantaviridae, order Bunyavirales, with the primary human pathogenic species classified under the genus Orthohantavirus. The rodent-borne viruses are known to cause severe diseases, including hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, HPS, in the Americas and hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, HFRS, in Eurasia. Symptoms of hantavirus infection can include fever, extreme fatigue, muscle aches, stomach pain, nausea, vomiting, and shortness of breath. In some cases, people develop severe breathing difficulties requiring hospitalization. Symptoms usually appear between 2 to 4 weeks after being exposed to the virus, but there are reports of symptoms occurring up to 40 days after exposure. In particular, the strand on the cruise ship has been identified as the so-called Andes strain. Laboratory testing of samples from the ship confirmed the strain as Andes virus. Andes orthohantavirus, a new world hantavirus endemic to southern South America, primarily Argentina and Chile, and carried by the long-tailed pygmy rice rat, Oligorhizomys longicaudatus. Should we be concerned? Unlike most hantavirus strains, the Andes variant has been shown to spread from person to person. In the close quarters of a ship, with shared air systems and an incubation period that can last for weeks without symptoms, the conditions are ideal for rapid, unnoticed transmission. Dr. Peter McCulloch, an early and outspoken critic of the COVID response, says he is also deeply concerned about how authorities are handling this outbreak. During the pandemic, I recall the WHO and other public health agencies making every wrong move in terms of action steps. Now the same is playing out on the MV Hondius hantavirus outbreak. Dr. Peter McCulloch is particularly concerned that the current response may actually be increasing the risk of further transmission when confined within ventilation and recirculated air systems. Aerosolized transmission becomes an urgent concern. And here's the part most people underestimate. The incubation period can stretch up to 8 weeks. That means people can walk off a ship, board a plane, go home, and then get sick. What can we do? There are a lot of troubling questions around this latest potential pandemic. Why was at least one of the pharma giants working on a vaccine for hantavirus when, under normal circumstances, virtually no one gets hantavirus? Big Pharma rarely dumps substantial sums of money into researching a potential vaccine to combat a threat that doesn't exist. Then there is a question of the timing. With the midterms looming, the globalists have already shown they will do anything to stop the president. Is this just another transparent effort to terrorize Americans and swing the midterms against Trump? So many questions and so many left unanswered. Here is what we do know. We know we can't trust the government or Big Pharma or the global healthcare bureaucracy. So who can we trust? In the words of Dr. McCulloch, people need to take individual responsibility for their biological security. This starts with early action, not panic, not guesswork, but preparation. Because when respiratory symptoms begin, timing matters. Antivirals work best early. Anti-inflammatories work best early. Breathing treatments work best early. Delay is the enemy. The Contagion Emergency Kit has everything you need to respond to a fast-moving outbreak in one box. Hydroxychloroquine, preliminary animal model studies indicate improved survival against the Andes strain of the virus, same strain on the cruise ship. Ivermectin. Generic Z-Pak. Generic Tamiflu. Inhalable budesonide. Portable nebulizer. A valuable lesson that we learned during the last pandemic is that early treatment is absolutely critical. That's why many families choose to keep the Contagion Emergency Kit on hand. The next outbreak won't wait, and neither should you. When the news breaks, shelves empty, doctors get overwhelmed, and prescriptions become harder to fill. We've seen how quickly access disappears when demand spikes. The Contagion Emergency Kit removes that uncertainty. Your medications are already prescribed, already delivered, and ready to use the moment symptoms begin, when timing matters most. No scrambling for appointments, no waiting in crowded clinics, no wondering if what you need will still be available. That's the difference between reacting and being prepared. Act today to be prepared. Use code GNEWS to save $32 plus free shipping.